That's right, Atlanta. This is a Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you get the second date, they're going to cut you a check for $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hey, how you doing? My name's Joe.
All right, Joe. What's up, bro? How can we help you?
All right, I've been dating this female, man. I really like her, but she's trying to cut me off, and I'm trying to see why.
Ooh.
So she's trying to cut you off.
For no reason, huh,
and
Joe?
And you're trying to see why.
She just all of a sudden want to cut you off.
All of a sudden.
She's treating you like an umbilical cord.
Exactly. So I just want to see why she's trying to cut me off.
Okay.
You know, I do a lot for her, and I've been there for her. So
well, first, let's get a few things established first. How long you guys been dating?
About 7 months. 6 to 7 months.
That's a good little time.
That was when things started to get serious,
yeah.
You know?
Our last encounter was beautiful. We went and ate at Dantana's out in Lenox, and we took a lot of pictures, and we've been having a lot of fun together. So I don't understand why she don't just want to be with me. You know?
All right, so what's her name, Joe?
Priscilla.
You be posting the pictures that y'all take?
No, but I just keep them, you know.
Okay. All right, this is what we're going to do, Joe. We're going to try our best to get Priscilla on the line and find out what's going on. During that process, we want you to not say anything until we cue you in, okay?
All right.
All right. Now, listen, Joe. If you decide to rock with you, we're going to hook y'all up on behalf of 1-800 into the Bethune Law Firm, all right?
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, they ain't going to pay for no Dan Towns, but it'll do.
I mean, I can't really tell what's going on.
Dantana's ain't that damn expensive, though.
Yeah, seems like she should be happy. But you know, these women in Atlanta, you have to give them a Corvette.
That's not true. Not all women are needy like that.
I see that big old ring on your finger.
She know that.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Priscilla, please?
This is her.
Hey, Priscilla, how you doing? You got a few moments to talk?
Yeah.
We want to give you some furniture for that empty-ass apartment.
This seems hollow, don't it?
First of all, I'm at work. Who is this?
I'm sorry, Priscilla. Please forgive us. It's the Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shout. And sitting in for Mo Quick this morning, we got Shamia Morton. So listen, we got a segment on our show called Second Date Update. And we just want to see if we can talk to you for a second.
Okay.
All right, look. So Second Date Update, basically somebody called up here, spoke very, very, very highly of you. And they're just trying to figure out what's going on, where do y'all stand? Because they say they haven't heard from you in a while.
Okay.
Could you possibly have any idea as far as to who we're talking about?
Yeah.
Do you know Joe?
Yeah. I know him.
You know Joe? Joe called us up and said, hey, look, man, there's this beautiful, wonderful woman I've been dealing with for about 7 months. I really, really want to get with her. I really want to make it last forever. And he is trying to figure out why you are not receptive to y'all being together.
He said you're trying to cut him off.
Basically.
Yeah, I am trying to cut him off.
Why, Priscilla?
Because in order for him to motherfucker want to be with me, he need to let go of his wife. He can't have me and his wife.
Ooh.
What? Oh, wow. So I definitely didn't get that because when we were talking to Joe, he was saying y'all be taking pictures together, y'all all out and about in the
A. We do.
So
we in the city. Yes, we do.
So did you know he was married when you started rocking with him, or this something just came out? Okay.
Oh, so he lied. I don't like that kind of a Joe. I don't like that kind of a Joe blow.
Yeah. He didn't let me know what was going on until I went on the social media and seen that he was married.
So let me ask you a question. How did you find out?
I went on his Facebook page and found out that he was married.
So are they actively married or are they separated? Are they about to get a divorce? What's the deal?
I don't know what the deal is. I mean, where he takes her as, he's with me every day, every night, but he goes home to her and go to sleep, I guess. So I don't know what they got going on, but he lives in two lives, and we can't rock like that.
Well, guess what? Joe didn't tell us none of that, Priscilla, and ain't no sense us living two lives, so we going to just put this together with two lines right now, because he's on the other line, and you on the line, so that make two of y'all. Joe, what's up, man?
Hey, Priscilla, baby.
What?
Me and my wife is going through some things. I admit that I didn't tell you, but we're going through some things, and I figured that we can build a relationship first before I, you know, just let it. I'm sorry I didn't tell you. I messed up.
Y'all going through some things. What that mean?
So, Joe, you trying to secure something over here before you let wife go? I'm confused.
Exactly.
You can't do that. Hold on. Explain that.
That's what women do.
Not in this case.
Nah.
Well, you know, it's like you want to know that you have somebody you trust and can be with if you're not going to be with the person that you was already with.
Mm.
You got a wife, though. How about that? And when were you going to tell her?
Yeah, but the trust between me and her is going away, so I'm
sure.
Then how did you plan on establishing trust with Priscilla? Because you're not starting it off, right? You starting off with lies.
You're right, And I'm glad we're on the show so I can tell her the truth.
Okay, so let's figure this out. What we gonna do right here, man? Priscilla, apparently you done cut his ass off. Joe trying to get back in. He done finally let you know he has a wife. Well, he wanted to let you know why he didn't let you know he had a wife. You found out on your own. Is it possible that you'll give him a second chance? Are there any stipulations involved? You going to give him an ultimatum? What's up?
Y'all going to have to handle his business at home before he try to make one with me.
Ooh.
Yes, and I'm with you on that, girl.
That makes sense, and that's fair.
So what you going to do, Joe? You fighting for your love of Priscilla?
Right, whatever I got to do for you, I will. Just let me know what I need to do, and I'm glad you hopefully giving me another chance, and I'll show you.
Well,
and I should have told you I was married. I know I didn't.
Okay, that doesn't make me feel good knowing that you got your wife and knowing that you'll leave her and come and deal with me and then leave me again. Like, how am I supposed to know you won't do the same thing to me?
You're exactly right. And
what's making me different
I
from
really
her?
I need you to. Now, you got to take a chance and trust me and find out, though.
You trying to mess up your trust when you didn't tell her you was married.
That is, Joe. It sounds like it ain't going to happen, my brother. So we're going to have to do it just like this. A-Town, they're not going to get their $100 to help resolve this situation or to move on as a couple. But guess what? Y'all can call us up. Let's talk about it. 443-520-945.